24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
You are now tuned in to Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akila Faye, here on Bashani Radio, iHeart, TuneIn, Spotify, Spreaker, and anywhere you have a mobile device or can download and stream. Such a blessing to be here. Thanks for joining. Let's get into the conversation. Grown Folks Talking every Monday at 3 p.m. And you know how we do it. We're adulting, we're parenting. And if you're not parenting, you're still adulting. If you are here and you're taking care of yourself, you have responsibilities, you're managing your income, your health, your wealth, your physical, your everything is on you. Remember when we were little and we could not wait to grow up? I think all of us have said at some point, I can't wait till I'm an adult. I can do what I want. I can't wait till I get my own money. I'm gonna buy what I want. I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm gonna stay up late, right? Y'all remember saying stuff like that? Yeah, crazy. Now we look at it and we're like, wow, being an adult is kind of tough. And you start to understand better when you used to get told, go sit down or go be quiet or go find something to do, play with your friends, go to bed early. What? What? How many of you are like me where you found out once you can make your own bedtime, it was sometimes earlier than what your parents told you? Craziness. So you all, today we are going to do like we do, and we always start off with gratitude. So I'm grateful that all of you are here, and I want you to think about something that you're thankful for, something that made your heart skip a beat, something that put a smile on your face, something that caused the tension in your back, your arms or your legs to go away, even just for a moment. And while you think about your moment of gratitude, go ahead and take 3 deep breaths. But this time, I want you to do it a different way. I want you to put your hands on your heart. Put your right hand in the middle of your chest. Put your left hand over it. And as you breathe in, don't breathe in through your nose and out your nose this time. Okay? Into your heart. While you think about, what am I grateful for? What are you grateful for? Inhale into your heart. Hold it for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Exhale out your nose again. 2 more times. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. Now, the reason that we put our hands on our heart and we took deep breaths through our nose, because we're making a heart connection on today, bypassing everything else, just going instantly into our hearts and allowing us to feel that energy flow. As we take in that breath, we breathe in that consciousness, we breathe in that God, we breathe in that peace, that relaxation, that gratitude, right? It's flowing down into our hearts, and because our hands are there, we're creating a circuit. And even if you look at your hands, the way that they're crossed, it should form like a heart. If you were to go from your nose and go down to your shoulders, across your elbow up to your hand, and then back down the other hand across the elbow up to your nose, you made a heart. It's an upside down heart, but it's still a heart. And so, for our gratitude, for our moment, for our relaxation, that's what we were doing. I see that some people said they were grateful that it's actually been a really great Monday. Typically, Monday is a very tough day, first day of the week. And they said this Monday, it seemed like everybody apparently had some fun. And so they came in with smiles and laughs. So giving thanks to that. Thank you so much, Shaquan. Thank you. Also see that somebody is grateful. Ah, Renee. Renee says she's grateful that her husband made it back home early because he's a truck driver and he made it back. All right, I'm going to read one more. We got one from the fellas. I'm going to go with Steven. Steven said that this morning he got hugs from all 3 of his children, big kisses, and an I love you, daddy, before he walked out the door. Wow. What a great way to start your morning. To start your day. Thank you all for sharing. I want to share a moment of gratitude with you all. My son has 3 other siblings from his father, and 2 of them, his oldest brothers, were adopted. And do you know that? Well, I know you don't know. But my son got to meet his brothers for the first time over the weekend. And it was such an awesome, awesome experience. So I give thanks. I just want to share we've been praying and staying faithful and steadfast that he would meet his brothers. Because for those of you who don't know, when children are adopted, a lot of times they get a new name, they go to their new family, and they just start a completely new life separated from any other aspect of their biological parents. And so when you have adoptive parents who are willing to seek out the siblings so that they can have a relationship because they know about you, it's a beautiful, awesome, surreal blessing. And so I'm very grateful for that. My son, the joy on his face, every time I ask him how he feels about it, he just starts. If y'all ever saw the Lucky Charms commercials, that's what he does. And he's just like, yay, mommy. Yay, 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 yay. And it's so beautiful just to see him do the little dance with a little smile on his face. And so that's the moment of gratitude for today. So thank you all. Our topic, are you ready? We're going to go in a different direction today, okay? We're not just going to talk about, you know, being parents. We're going to talk about the adulting from the relationship standpoint. What about getting our relationships in order? Getting our relationships on track, right? Okay? I am a relationship expert. I've done blogs. I've done television shows, and I coach people in relationships, starting with the relationship with self. I'm also going to share today some literature from the book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, by one of my favorite people and mentors, Dr. Herbert Harris. He's sold almost 1 million copies of this book, and it's changing lives. I'm also going to share from my book, The Men We Choose. I've sold thousands of copies of this book and use it for trainings and workshops, and also with men's coaching. The book is not just about the relationship with the external people, but it's about the relationship within one's self. And so that's what we're going to get into today, that relationship with self. If you joined us before, you know how we do this. Shout out to our sponsor, Our Efforts United. They are starting their fundraising campaign. They are based in Raleigh, North Carolina, a community organization focused on building healthy relationships, character, and creative enterprise for youth and their families. They have an upcoming event on October the 14th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Center for Excellence. It's called Wealth, Wellness, and Health Building. What? Said it backwards. Health, Wellness, and Wealth Building. It's going to be a fabulous event. Dr. Herbert Harris will be in the house, and so will Dr. William Burton. Both of these men are transformational experts. I will be there as well. This event, you all, is something for men. Statistically, men do not live as long as women, and I personally believe, along with the research, that it is because men do not take as much time to take care of themselves as women do. Men get stuck up and stuck in and stuck around the hustle and bustle of life, and our men is so, so important that they take time for themselves. So ladies, if you're listening, you love your man, get him a ticket to this event. So he could go and relax and chill the same way that we do as women at our conferences and our events. He shouldn't just have to go to the barbershop where he's still doing another task. He should be able to go and sit down, network, enjoy some food, enjoy some music, and talk to some international transformational experts who have been changing lives. Dr. Herbert Harris and Dr. William Burton combined have over 60 years of experience, 30 years of experience individually, helping people grow their wealth, helping people improve their health, helping with decreasing stress. Again, that's October 14th from 2 to 5 at the Center for Excellence. You can find them on Facebook. Go to Our Efforts United. You can also find them on Universe Tickets, which is a part of Ticketmaster. You can find it on Eventbrite as well. First place I would check, if I were you, Facebook, Our Efforts United. Thank you again, Our Efforts United. We definitely appreciate you and good luck on this endeavor. We know you're going to have a packed house. The men are going to definitely enjoy you. Yeah. Yes. You all, we're going to go into this relationship piece. And before we do, I want to go ahead and get us into a place of clarity. So we start with our meditation. And today's meditation is Meditation for Clarity. This comes from Letters of Devotion, Prayers Through Meditation.
Meditation through prayer for clarity. At this moment, I find myself in a state of confusion and chaos. My exterior is a reflection of my interior, and I give thanks at this time for having clutter removed from my spiritual, mental, and physical existence. I give thanks for receiving spiritual assistance to declutter my thoughts and physical environment. Allow my mind to cease wandering and reboot in a state of clarity with a heightened awareness of myself. Within my new awareness of self, allow for clarity to be in a divine manner that removes carnal thoughts, replacing them with wisdom that supersedes my natural understanding. Thank you, Source, for providing me the wisdom to understand that clarity is a process and giving me the patience to remain steadfast in my journey. Thank you for loosening the invisible chains of bondage that held my mind and spirit in disarray. Thank you for making each moment and each day a better day, filled with increased understanding that is laying the foundation for wisdom and revelation. Thank you for taking time to ensure that I am ready and able to handle the wisdom and revelations that are specifically designed for me. I give gratitude for all the attraction of good in my life that is helping to increase my spiritual and mental clarity on a daily basis. Thank you for clarity and divine intervention and support during this process. Ashe.
Talking live with Dr. Faye, right here with you all. And it is time for our reader. Today, I'm going to read page 21 through page 22 of the 12 Universal Laws of Success, second edition expanded by Dr. Herbert Harris. It's titled, Harmonic Relationships. The basic principle of the universe is that of order. When order is extended over a period of time, it becomes harmony. This universal harmony is like a great symphony in which all notes, vibrations, and sounds are being played at the same time for all time. Each entity, each person, each life form is a note, a vibration in that great universal sound. When your life is in order, your goals are attained and your visions are realized. Your purpose is fulfilled and you are in a complete harmonic relationship with the universe. The note and vibration that is your life is in perfect harmony with the universe. When this perfect harmony is achieved, you become one with the universe and, upon death, leave your physical body at the proper level of consciousness to to ascend to the next level of universal existence. When your life is out of order, your goals are not being attained, nor is your vision realized. You are not in a complete harmonic relationship with the universe. How do you know that your life is out of order? You feel it. You are not happy. You are not clear about where you are going. You fear the future and suffer anxiety, stress, and a host of other unpleasant feelings. How do you get your life in order? You study the universal principles of the universe and then align yourself with these principles. The extent to which you align yourself and these universal principles determines the extent to which your harmonic relationship with the universe can move forward towards completion. The way that you align yourself with the principles is to study, implement, and master them. The better you get, the more complete your harmonic relationship with the universe. Once you are on the path, it is an endless cycle of growth, illumination, and elevation to the next level to be mastered. He goes on, there are 7 basic harmonic relationships that Dr. Harris outlines in this chapter. The first harmonic relationship is the relationship between you and God, the generic universal intelligence, consciousness, force, and source that is common to all religions and cultures, self with source. The second harmonic relationship is the relationship between you and yourself, self with self. The third harmonic relationship is the relationship between you and other people, self with others. The fourth harmonic relationship is the relationship between you and your powers, self with energy. The fifth harmonic relationship is the relationship between you and your objectives, self with objectives. The sixth harmonic relationship is the relationship between you and that which you achieve, self with results. The seventh harmonic relationship is the relationship between you and your life purpose, self with purpose. That was a reading from the 12 Universal Laws of Success by Dr. Herbert Harris. In the introduction on page 21 through 22, harmonic relationships, you are. As we dive into relationship, okay. A question came up. Do I believe that there are 7 different types of relationships? Okay. Jason, do I believe that? I believe that there are various pathways, various understandings of applying the same information. So I look at it and simplify it down to 3 basic relationships, and within those, they can all branch out. So the way I would connect it is to say the first relationship that we got to get in order and get together is the one we have with ourselves, right? And the one we have with ourselves is also based on the relationship we have with the source, with the creator, with the universe, with God, whichever name we use, whatever language we speak, right? Dios, if you speak Spanish, Allah, if you speak Arabic. It's just that relationship. My belief is that the creator is in us. We are reflections of the creator, just like our body reflects our spirit. So we have to get our mental, our spiritual, and our physical health in alignment and in balance so that then we know ourselves, we hear ourselves, we love ourselves, right? And that extends out and reflects in our relationships with others. So how we feel about ourselves and treat ourselves goes into our relationship with others. Now, others could be our children. And when they're our children, we have a certain amount of love and attachment because they came from our loins, they came from our wombs, and we see ourselves, we see the person we created them with in those itty-bitty little people. And so we have an extra level of protection. Sometimes we treat our children better than we treat ourselves because we love them that much. in the same breath, we should treat ourselves just as good as we treat our children, if not better, so we can provide better for our children. That's the second relationship that I see, self with others. The others also could be those whom you're dating, your friends, your family, anybody who's around you consistently on a regular basis that you keep in your circle and that you can tell intimate things, you can have silly moments with, you can share those type of thoughts with, where everybody's like, oh my God, that's weird, that's crazy, what in the world? I can't believe you like to dip your hot dogs in honey. Ew. But your family and friends know this about you, and you may not be comfortable doing it in the third relationship that I see, which is the community. And community expands out into like your networking circles. It expands out into your neighborhood. It expands out into your city, your state, and it goes out into the world. So community can be broken down into several different relationships as well. And within those three layers, self, others, larger community, there are characteristics, traits, and attributes that we have to master in order to have a clear perception of our interactions, our conversations, and what other people are doing. Like, a lot of times our relationships get fudged up because we are perceiving somebody else's actions incorrectly, or we're perceiving our own actions in a way that's like juxtaposed to what we profess we believe in. So, oh, did I answer your, let me see if I answered his question. Thank you, Jason. I'm glad that was clear. That was more than you expected, but okay, awesome. Jason actually led me into what I was going to share with you all about building these relationships. Like, what can we do to shift our perception? And this is a workshop that I do. It's a training that I do called Journey to Self. So it's actually a really long process. There's not a short answer. But for today, we're going to focus on perception for bringing together our relationships. When you are dealing with people, right, and you think about how often are you having conversations where you feel a need to raise your voice? How often are you engaging in interactions where you feel like you weren't heard or you were not understood? How many times do people tell you that they're not going to talk to you anymore, they're not comfortable, or they're yelling at you? How many times has confusion arose and there was never a solution? How often do you tell somebody about themselves, what they need to do, where they need to go, and how they need to do it, but then you don't like when people do it to you? If you have had any of those type of interactions, you have chaotic relationships, you have some relationships that can grow. And even if you have the perfect relationship, when's the last time you've done something new with each other? When's the last time you've done something spontaneous? When's the last time you decided to try a concept that kept you so happy in the past? If you're not in a relationship, think about, when's the last time you took a bubble bath and just chilled and read a book, or went jogging, or took yourself to the movies, to that restaurant that you just found out opened up the street? When's the last time you sat down and massaged your own feet? Or you went and paid somebody to massage your feet? Or when's the last time you actually treated yourself? Maybe you don't drink wine, but you like wine glasses. When's the last time you sat down outside and drank apple juice out your wine glass? Or you changed your hairstyle. You changed your haircut. You bought a new shirt. You've done something for you. See, you can pretty much measure and gauge the relationships you have with others, whether it's your children, your friends, your family, and with your community, based on how you're treating yourself. What are the things you're saying to yourself inside your mind? Are you saying things like, man, I know you can do this. That goal you had, you've been working on it for 5 years, but keep going. Every day we're getting closer and closer to it. You're almost there. I know that there's been some new developments and you kind of got distracted. And in other cases, you realized that the way that you saw the plan working out was not the best way. And you came up with a new strategy. You got some new partners, some new support systems. Keep going. You got this. It's going to happen. Man, you look wonderful this morning. You look so beautiful this morning. Ooh, I am so handsome. Ooh, look at my face. I love this edge up. Do you talk to yourself like that and encourage yourself and build yourself up? Compliment yourself. Man, I did a great job at work today. I'm going to go treat myself. Do you do that? Do you reward yourself for things? Woo! Them kids were getting on my nerves. They were getting on my nerves. But I took those three simple breaths. I calmed down. I looked at it and I understood, you know what? They don't even know what they're talking about. They're confused. And I can defuse this situation. And I did it. I'm going to go treat myself to something special. Chocolate chip cookie. Yes. 10 extra minutes of TV time. Yes. Even for yourself as an adult. If you're not doing it for you, from my experience of working with people, you can do it with others, but it takes a great deal of effort. And then you have this feeling inside like other people owe it to you to do that back to you. And they don't. So having this expectation that, well, you did it, so other people should do it, is unfair to those people. But if you voice it, then it's putting it on equal playing ground. So that first thing, developing a relationship with yourself, wants you to start observing yourself. If you haven't used a journal or you're not sure how to observe yourself, you know, get a journal, get a notebook, right? And what you're going to do is write down different events in your day, different things you say to yourself in your day, different ways that you look, different people you interact with. And you can choose one thing and say, you know what? On Monday, I'm going to focus on my responses to people. And you'll write down, I woke up, the children were late, I was calm, got them dressed, and everything worked out well. Or you may write, you woke up late, the children were not on time, you started yelling and fussing, you broke down for a moment, you started thinking about how things never work out, and then the children were late to school. Whatever that truth is for you, but write the truth from how you see it, because that's your perspective. And then you'll start to see a pattern, and it'll help you to see yourself. So that's probably the same way you treat yourself. The next thing you'll do is think about how are people responding to you. And based on how they respond to you, what is your response to that? Do you embrace when people treat you in a way you don't like? And just say, well, that's okay, that's who they are. Or do you voice it? And when you voice it, are you voicing it in a way where they can receive it? Or are you more like, you're not going to talk to me like that? And you get real aggressive. Or as a man, do you notice that you widen your shoulders and you change your body position to look overbearing to a person? Or you make your face more stoic to denote that you're ready for war and you will defend yourself? And then you wonder why people jump or withdraw. Our body language, our facial expressions, our tone, all of these things impact our relationship with others. It's like throwing a rock into the middle of some water, whether it's the ocean, whether it's a lake, whether it's a puddle. It creates rings and ripples that keep going and going and going and going and going. We are that rock that's in the middle. Everything else vibrates off, just like in our reading, the vibration that we send out into the world. Your alignment with your creator, with the creator, is going to make a difference in these things. Your mind state, right? So we started talking about that self-relationship. We started going into two ways to monitor that and to improve that. Ways to treat yourself. While we process that, you all, let's just be real. In life, a lot of things occur that are out of our control. So some of you are probably like, well, I may have this attitude because I done been through this situation. You don't even understand. Like last week, my car broke down and couldn't nobody drive me. But there's a bus, there's an Uber, there's a Lyft, and you have feet. See what I'm saying? It's all about perspective. And other people have obligations. So they're not obligated to stop their life because of an emergency in your life. It'd be nice sometimes, but it's not an obligation. And I'm sure if you would ask in a nice way, they would do it. Well, you know, I've had guys come to me and they're just like, I just rather not say nothing. Just tell the person they're right. Because I don't have time. And in actuality, what that man is saying is, and that's for women too, what this man is saying is that, you know, I don't know another way to voice myself. And I'm so used to being told I'm wrong because I even second guess and doubt myself that when other people second guess or doubt me, I just embrace it. Because when I don't, I go from, you go from being really calm to very explosive, and there's no middle ground. And the middle ground is just being able to rationalize your actions and responses and what people are doing and saying. So I'm going to play this song you all called Butterfly by the artist named Priestess Semivuya. You're going to love it, love it, love it. And then we come back, I'm going to tell y'all this funny, funny story. Some funny stories about perception and relationships that relates to self and how we deal with others so that we can get this thing together. Y'all remember that song back in the day, 702? I don't really want to go. I don't really want to stay. I just really hope and pray. What was the next part? That we get it together. So we're going to get this together right after this next track. And again, thank you, RFS United, our sponsor for the show. Everybody, make sure you get your tickets or you can market your business with them for the upcoming event on October 14th, the Men's Only Session. Health, wellness, and wealth building.
Luciano.
Confirmation.
beginning. You can hold your head high with strength and pride as you endure the transformation.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm glad you stuck in with us. Woo! So the first half of the show, we were talking about your relationship with yourself. We shared the reading from 12 Universal Laws of Success about seven types of relationships. And you notice each one of those laws started with the word self. Self to. And then I have elaborated upon the concept that I teach about the circle being self, and then others, and then the community, and how we can break that down, observe ourselves, and start to build our relationships to be healthier, to get rid of the clutter in our relationships, the chaos in our relationships, the judgments, and being able to control our emotions in our relationships. So, wouldn't that be great if we all did that? Like, how phenomenal would that be? Super awesome, right? So now, you all, I can't believe, wow, it's almost the end of our time together until next Monday. I am Dr. Akilah Faye. You can find me on Facebook/PathToYou, PathToYou. That's the fan page. Love your feedback, comments. On that page, you can also find the download, Letters of Devotion, Prayers Through Meditation, on there, along with other books that I have written and programs that are available. You can also find out about upcoming events. We have the Facebook group for chat and conversation, Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Faye. That's F-A-Y-E. You can follow me on social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, all that greatness, at Akilah Faye, A-C-Q-U-I-L-L-A-F-A-Y-E. Okay? So if you want to reach out, I look forward to you reaching out. I love doing these trainings and workshops for various organizations, focusing on actually bringing in the emotional intelligence development. A lot of people think that managing your emotions is just something that one day you capture. It's actually a skill set. You should look it up, emotional intelligence. Emotional capabilities is more than just a mind state. There's training, there's skills that are needed for that. The art of communication. Communicating is not just opening your mouth and saying words. It is an art form. And building and bridging the gap in relationships, it takes work and it's okay. But one thing about it, when we start improving our health, improving our relationships, improving our communication, we improve our productivity, we improve our happiness, we improve our ability to manifest the life that we desire. What? Imagine that in your personal life. Being able to say, you know what, I thought it, I did it, and now it's here. Even with things that people think you can't do, with managing your household, getting your children's behaviors to change, things like that. It works, you all, but it starts with self. It starts with self. That's why I have the program Journey to Self, which is also available. And that's why I come and do keynote speakings and trainings for universities, corporations, and private events. So, you all, I'm going to share with you from the book, The Men We Choose. Choose. And the first poem in it is an introduction. This book was written based on interviewing various men, personal experiences, works as a relationship coach, and patterns that I saw and observed. And this poem goes down and it really asks a pertinent question. See if you can figure it out, all right? Ha ha ha. That's my son's favorite song. So do that, and then I'm going to let you hear this poem.
Fire and I didn't get burned. I walked through the storm and I came out warm. I walked through hell and I still ain't hiding. People look at me and they ask me why. Oh, why do my tears not fall? And how do I still stand tall? I walked through the storm and I came out warm. I walked through hell and I still rang high. People look at me and they ask me why. Oh, why do my tears not fall?
Gonna give y'all a snippet, a little bit of it today. That song was written in addition to the book, The Men We Choose, to talk about how as we go through these different relationships with ourselves, the person we choose to be, hence the man we choose, right? Or the people we choose to deal with, again, the men we choose. It influences everything. And no matter what you go through, what you experience, if you're still here and you're still breathing, you made it through that. If you're going through right now, keep going. Keep going. Because that relationship that you have with you, trust me, it's reflected in your relationships to your job, to your income, to your finances, to your children, to your friends, to your spouse. So if you're wondering why everything's out of whack, you got to look back at you, okay? Look back in the mirror. Check this out.
Think about the men we really choose. Or do we move in blindly, grateful just to have a man? But there's so many barriers that block our minds to comprehend the power deep within our hands. Too much to simply let many men plunder through our bounty. Our treasures are a variety, each adding to our worth. Yet we meet a man and instantly we feel a strong attachment. It doesn't mean that there will ever be any firm attachment. We fix our minds to truly believe we are happy with each choice, then justify the ones that were not good for us, and never give the right one total focus. Because for us, there are so many things that a man can offer a woman, yet we indulge in gifts, words, and gestures to unknowingly be with a wonderful actor. Because we all have our roles to play. Ours is the leading role, to rediscover self and nature, to recreate our broken culture. But first, it starts with self-reflection about the value in our selection. Not judging the men, but our clouded vision to give time to such plethora of men that when said, experienced, and lived, the thrill was gone. And now we are just left to reflect about the men we choose. Akilah Semevu.
All right, you all, so we're going to take it out on that note. Our choices. We want to get our relationships together. As grown people, you really got to stop making excuses about poor choices. You really got to embrace the choices you make. So case in point, there's this guy, right? And he continuously talks about why black men go to white women. But the funny part about it is he doesn't date white women. But he's a big advocate for people doing it. And he talks about it from a place that that's what he does. Even though that's not what he does. This man also, tell me this before I tell you this story. This man also has a tendency to down women. And to say that women don't show interest. Women don't give men a chance. Women don't allow men to show them that they can be a gentleman. Women, women, women. Just like hating on women and downing them. But then when he gets the opportunity to go out with a woman who could appreciate him, he treats those women the same way that he complained when we were treating him, which is dismissive, lack of communication, and showing a lack of interest and a level of confusion. Now, I'm sharing this story about this man because a lot of times people will say, oh, women are so confusing and emotional. And yes, in general, women, yes, we are in general, right? We're built to be nurturing, so it's part of our makeup. And in general, people say men are so straightforward and so simple. But the truth is, people are people, right? And as a person, a lot of times the things you're complaining about and other people, like this man in this story I'm telling y'all about, we're going to call him Ray. We're going to call him Ray for right now. That's the name that popped in my head. That's where it came from. So Ray, who's advocating about white women but doesn't date white women, complaining that women don't give him a chance, but then he dismisses women, doesn't communicate, and stands women up on dates. This gentleman here would be the first one to say this is why he's single, because women can't get it right, without looking at himself and saying, you know what? What am I not doing? Or what am I doing that is taken away from my ability to bond with other people? This happens in marriages as well, where one spouse starts to succeed in their own way and they feel that the other spouse is not supporting them. But as that person is succeeding, when I talk to them, I notice that they start talking to their partner in a very degrading manner, in a very disrespectful way. But they don't pay that any attention. They act as if the spouse is supposed to embrace the disrespect because they're starting to be successful. They act as if their mate is supposed to understand that they're getting kicked in the face and kicked to the curb because their life is going in a different direction. And what happens is they stop loving and appreciating that person who supported them and has been there with them to get to that level. Because that level did not happen by going to sleep Monday night and waking up Tuesday morning. It happened over a course of days and hours and years. And that person who's been supporting you and caring for you has been there. So we gotta check ourselves. We gotta really evaluate our choices. We gotta really think about what's coming out of our mouth. We gotta think about our body language. And we gotta think about when we look eye to eye to ourselves in the mirror. What is it that we're seeing? What is it that we are sharing to ourselves? What is it that we're expressing to ourselves? And then are we giving that same message to other people? If we really want to get our relationship together, we gotta get ourselves in a place of honesty. And how do you become honest with yourself? Take time with you. Take time to converse with you. And I'm not talking about you just sitting there and be like, hey, what's up, Akilah? Oh, Akilah, I'm doing well. And you changing your voice up and all those things. But I'm saying where you sit there and you reflect with yourself and you evaluate on your day. You evaluate on your actions while they're happening. Start noticing if you are a reactive person where something happens and then all of a sudden that's how you decide what you do next, versus a rational person who can see a situation, can hear the information, can interact with people and make a decision based on your own character, your own thoughts. If you find yourself having to be aggressive all the time to express yourself, to be heard, get your opinions across, you should really check yourself. Really think, why is it that you always have to get aggressive? If you find that you shut down easily or quickly, whenever there is a moment of chaos or a moment of disagreement, you need to ask yourself, why is it that you are unwilling or scared or nervous about engaging in a confrontation or a conflict? Confrontations and conflicts do not automatically mean violence and pain. It just means that there is a clashing of ideas. There's a differing of opinions. It may be an understanding that has not been developed yet. And it may be information that was never learned or exposed to you, that's being exposed to you. And your brain is adjusting, trying to figure out how to fit it in to your common beliefs. And it might cause you to say, you know what? These beliefs that you had, these behaviors that you had, these actions, they weren't the most beneficial to you, or they're not benefiting you any longer. in our relationships as we grow as people. Most of us forget that habits that we had maybe 10 years ago don't need to stay. There's a season for everything. There's a reason for everything. There's a time for everything. If we're unwilling to detach and we keep holding on and holding on and holding on, we end up like Erykah Badu talking about some bag lady. And she said, "You gon' hurt your bag, dragging all them bags like that. I guess nobody ever told you all you must hold on to is you, is you. Oh, yes, it's true. You gotta hold on to you." Dr. Harris, in his book, The Relationship with Self, The Relationship with Your Power, The Relationship with Understanding You. Dr. Akilah Faye, The Philosophies That I Teach, The Class Journey to Self, and in the writings that I do and the speaking. It all starts with self, recognizing you. And yes, you need to uplift yourself. You need to encourage yourself. You need to build yourself. You should do that for other people as well. But when you love yourself, be honest with yourself so that you can improve and you can grow. I wasn't honest with myself a long time ago about the fact that I felt like I was mean. Like, as loving as I am now and as peaceful as I am towards people, back in the day, I was a mean little something. Like, I always cared about people. I was always protective. All of that. Like, all of that. But I could be a mean little something. And my preference at that time was to be mean because I was guarding and shielding myself because I hadn't healed from the abuses that I had experienced. And so that was my way of protecting myself. But as I got older, as I got healthy relationships, healthy friendships, even as a child, I had healthy friendships. The love of my family in my household, that showed me what I wanted in my life, what I needed in my life. So when I left outside of my house, I started getting to a point where I was like, you know what, this person didn't do this to me. And I stopped taking out things on people that was not their fault. But I had to be honest with me first and be like, you know what? I'm being mean. Did this person deserve it? Because now there are some people who deserve to get shut down, cut down, things like that, because they're being disrespectful and aggressive without cause. There's other people who honestly, all they did was say hello and hold the door. And then people are cussing them out and they do not deserve that. Or there are people who are trying to give you a hug and you push them or punch them in the face or give them a ugly look. They don't deserve that. Your children don't deserve that. Your spouse doesn't deserve that. The person you're dating, the person you're interested in, your friends, people in the community, they don't deserve to have the lashing out because of something inside that has not healed yet or because of a self-denial and not loving yourself enough to be honest with yourself. And with the people that we love, we have to love them enough to be honest with them as well. And not callous, just honest. Honesty breeds growth. If you're being callous, it kills the spirit and the body and the mind of the person. We're not about death. We're about life. So we're going to speak life with honesty, by being reflective, and by developing our relationship with ourselves. I'm always here. You can email me at akilafaye@gmail.com, akilafaye@gmail.com, for a consultation. Be glad to talk to you. Work it out, develop a program, or see if you fit into one of the programs. Also, remember our Facebook group, Grown Folks Talking Live with Dr. Faye. That's F-A-Y-E. Follow me on social media, Akilah Faye, A-C-Q-U-I-L-L-A-F-A-Y-E, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. And go to my page, my business page, facebook.com/path2you, and check out some videos. Subscribe, get more on YouTube. Easiest way, when you go on YouTube, type in Unwrapping Your Package. That is the current web series. Getting rid of fear. You're wondering, like, how do you get to know yourself a little bit better? Bam, right there. Unwrapping Your Package on YouTube. You all, peace, love, blessings. May you enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you for joining. May the relationship that you have with yourself, your inner circle and the outer circle, continue to flourish. And may whatever blockages that are within be removed. May the Creator pour an extra level of understanding and clarity and love into every single one of your lives. Remember, your feedback is always welcome. Share and download. You never know whose life you're going to bless by sharing. And we're going to take it out with my boy, Tyson C. A little bit of jazz. Are now tuned in to Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman, Dr. Akila Faye, here on Bashani Radio, iHeart, TuneIn, Spotify, Spreaker, and anywhere you have a mobile device or can download and stream. Such a blessing to be here. Thanks for joining. Let's get into the conversation.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.